Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Explain America. I'm your host, Carmine Sabia. And we have another Fox News host who was fired unceremoniously, speaking out not only about their firing, but about the firing of Tucker Carlson and what's happening to Fox News. Before we get started, please make sure you like, you comment, you share, and you subscribe. Those little things really help us out and really help our channel continue to grow and get our message out to more people. So Melissa Francis, you guys may remember her, she spoke to Megyn Kelly, and she was talking about the whole Fox News debacle, and in a previous interview, she actually got into how she was fired, which I'm going to explain to you after the jump. I want you to watch this video with her first, talking about the whole Fox News debacle with Tucker Carlson, and then we're going to get into, you know, how she was treated at Fox News. So again, you know, Fox News, this is not uncommon for them. They just fired Dan Bongino. They fired Tucker Carlson. We're hearing rumors that more names are on the chopping block. Some of your favorites, some of our favorites, some of my favorites. And, you know, things are just getting ridiculous there. We don't know what's going on. It's like a whole new regime is taking over, and it feels like we might be losing Fox News. Let's take a look at this video clip.
Now, Melissa, they're hemorrhaging viewers in the APM. I've never seen anything like this. The audience is furious. I'll give you the numbers. Overall, Tuesday last night, the overall number, meaning all the audience, they went down from 7 to 8. That never happens. Jesse Waters had 1.8 million. Kilmeade pulled, it's not about Kilmeade, it's about the fact that Tucker's not there. Kilmeade pulled 1.7, so they went down. Tucker's previous Tuesday, 3.2 million. So they went from 3.2 million on a Tuesday to 1.7 million without Tucker. In the key demo, which is the one, you know, they really pay attention to, the previous Tuesday, Tucker got 481,000. On Tuesday, the APM got 149,000. They lost 340,000. In the key demo, CNN and MSNBC beat Fox's APM hour in the demo. As Oliver Darcy pointed out last night on CNN, these are the worst ratings that the channel has had in that demo since pre-9/11, Melissa, since pre-9/11, 23 years ago.
No, that's amazing. And, you know, the what they're going to try and do and the point that they would make is that, yes, that's just the immediate aftermath. And we are going to build those people back. Who knows? But I was laughing when I read, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, in that article that clearly Irina Bergante basically wrote herself, that they said that after Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly left, ratings were fine, that they didn't suffer at all. That's not true. I was there. No, it was the same thing, where there was not quite as big of a dip, but there was a giant hole. They did manage to, over time, build it back. And Tucker was the only one who got it back to that level. And this is the thanks he gets. But, you know, now they're acting like, oh, that was nothing. There was no damage done. We were fine. We stayed on. No, actually, what they're really worried about is that exact damage. And that is the motivation. That is why they want to ruin Tucker. That is why they want to trash anyone who leaves. And that is why I believe they would leak that clip if it was them. And it sure feels like it was that clip about Tucker insulting his audience, that right now it's Operation Separate Tucker from his audience. Don't let him take that audience to another platform, to anywhere else. Mission number one, make sure you separate him from that audience, because obviously they're gone from Fox for now. And the only way to get them back is get them away from Tucker and draw them back with something else. That's what they're doing.
You're so right. Because they're worried not only that Tucker will go independent and pull audience. I mean, if I were Tucker, I'd go independent. Maybe I'd release my show every night at 8 p.m. Maybe I'd do it live, you know, on Rumble or whatever at 8 p.m. every night. I think he actually has a shot of beating the existing Fox News 8 p.m. slot. But what if he went to Newsmax? You know, I haven't really seriously talked about them because, let's face it, they don't have anywhere near the market power as Fox, and they're not even in as many homes. I think they're 20 million homes short of what Fox is even in. But what if Tucker actually went to 8 p.m. on Newsmax? Our friend Eric Bolling is there now, who we both love, but I'm just saying, what if he did move to 8, and let's say Eric moved to 9? Just this past week, during the 8 p.m. hour, Eric Bolling averaged 562,000 viewers. Last Tuesday, he averaged 122,000. So the Fox News audience is going click and moving over to Newsmax right now. Imagine if it were Tucker in that spot.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously that's what they're worried about. But I think that the larger point and what I would say to Tucker is a conversation that you and I have had many times, which is that this is how our business works. This is always going to be probably how our business works. When you leave, they try to destroy you. When you're riding high, they try to undermine you so they don't have to pay you as much. I mean, I think it's the reason I started my own production company. I have a docuseries that I've already sold.
It's amazing.
That we are getting ready to put into production. You will be seeing it on, you know, one of the biggest streamers out there.
You will be you will be seeing it everywhere. It is, I'm not saying this because Melissa's my friend. I know what it's about. We're not at liberty to reveal.
We're going to break a lot of news.
I've seen the sizzle. Everybody everywhere is going to be talking about it. Cut the clip. We'll play it again. Everybody everywhere. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I think what you and I talked about when you left and then subsequently when I left is that I don't see our business changing. You know, I don't see it's this complete ruthlessness. I mean, it's what makes the show Succession so interesting. It's this complete ruthlessness that exists in especially our industry, probably others. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's really this ugly, but there's so much at stake in entertainment. And they also have the luxury of there's so many people that want to fill our jobs. You're never going to talk people out of wanting to be anchors. You know, there's no danger that people will stop volunteering for that job knowing that they're going to have their throat slit on the other side. They don't care. They want to be on television. So I think you and I have talked about the fact that you can just never go to work for anyone else again. And I actually think that's what Tucker's realizing.
Now, when Melissa Francis was fired, she was getting ready. Her show was being done in her home because of the pandemic. And her teleprompter comes on. Her producers are ready to go. The lights are on. The show is being handled remotely. And a message comes on the teleprompter that her show has been canceled. Just like that. No phone call, no letter, no meeting. On the teleprompter, your show has been canceled. How rude, how despicable is that? And again, you've seen how Fox News has been treating their staff lately. They're the people that are making them the money. And it just seems like this is not the right way to handle business as far as I'm concerned. That's not how you handle people. It's unfortunate that Fox News chose this route, but their ratings right now are cratering, and it shows they are losing a lot of money because they thought they could just go ahead and, we'll just get rid of Tucker Carlson and replace him with somebody else. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's not your network that's drawing the viewers. It's the talent that's drawing the viewers, and they need to learn that, and they need to respect it. They've already jumped the shark with Tucker, and I fear it could be the end of Fox News, and that's why independent media like ours is so important. Because our boss is you. We answer to you. Folks, again, I'm Carmine Sabia. This is Explain America. Please make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. Remember, we love you guys. God bless you. Take care, everybody.